good evening. How are you doing? And I'm so happy. I mean, I feel good with myself.
What's really making you happy, though?
I guess the weather. You know, where you get to make excuses, and even if they're not genuine, I'm sorry, I'm saying this on the radio, but you just feel like, okay, everybody's gonna accept my excuse. Like, hey, I doubt you didn't show up for this. I'm so sorry.
No, but really, what's it about the weather? Why is everyone complaining that
I am not complaining? I don't say that. I mean, it's just been blissful being at home. You know, under the duvet, lights off, TV on, it's just been awesome. Just sipping your tea and just there minding your business. No one is coming to visit you. You're not going to visit anybody. Just there. Pretty cool. Yeah, I think it's great.
But I think I've been home all day. You know, I didn't step out of the house.
Right.
You know,
I just. Alone?
Yeah, alone. Why would you even doubt that?
I'm just asking. I mean, people have friends that come over, especially this period, guys visit guys, just play games and stuff.
No, why would you even think that? Because I'm
guys
a good
play
person.
Games together. Soccer,
yeah,
right?
Video games.
Right?
Yes, video games. Spell it out loud.
What's wrong with you?
We play video games together.
I don't know what you're thinking, but hey, my day was good.
But anyway. Welcome to the show. It's 29 minutes to the top of the hour, 11 o'clock. Welcome. This is right. Live and Dangerous.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yesterday was fun, okay? It wasn't really fun like that because I was angry. I told you what happened to me yesterday. I went to the market and tomatoes and pepper of 1,500 naira.
That's true.
Like
what did you cook?
Sauce.
What did you cook?
Yeah, I made chicken stew, but it was really small.
And you did not bring it to the
office. It was small.
Wait, you did not bring it to the office. I'm not asking for
Ada,
it.
Ada, did you hear what I just said? It came,
I
it was
just
really
said
small.
That I'm not asking for it. I'm just saying, you should have just at least be thoughtful.
Ada, it was small.
So?
Ada, it was very, very, very small. You know, and that was what got me pissed. Like, where are we going in this country? Like, imagine, like, maybe 4, 5, 8 years ago, 1,000 naira pepe of like one.
That was like a bucket.
Know. Exactly. You can use it to do, you know, small palo pats. You know. But right now, it's just like sauce. And I just went berserk. I just lost it. I felt like, let's talk about this on radio. What's going on? The high cost of living. What's really going on? But today, we're going to be talking something way different. All right. In case you're wondering whose voice is this, my name is Binga Oreshagun Zumarok. You call me because I'm the man you just have to love. How that can do without me right now. Yes.
Anyway, I go by the name of Adam Blessing, your radio girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Trust
mm-hmm.
me. You can do without anyone. Yeah, you can.
All right. So earlier today, I saw something online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And about a parent. I'm still trying to look for the video. Or I'm still trying to look for the video, but I'll get the video. About this thing happened in US, okay, and it was talking about a Nigerian boy. The parents came to his room to call him that, hey, it's time for prayer.
Okay.
And Uncle didn't even answer.
No, I didn't see the video.
He was just playing his video games.
Oh, yeah?
All right. This is the home of a Nigerian. This is a Nigerian home. Okay. And this is, I'm going to be playing it for you. Okay.
All right. Let's have it.
All right. Let's have it.
The TV.
You will not sit down there and disrespect me. Turn it off.
Dalu, did you turn the TV off? Turn that game off. Huh?
Because this is not your life. They didn't bore you with this game, and you do not end with your life. So turn it off. A game is just a piece of material.
First off, first though, Ada, let me ask you. Now that you heard this, you saw the video.
Yeah.
Okay. What came to your mind?
My parents.
The only thing I could imagine.
My parents came to mind. Like, what?
My mother would. She doesn't have to talk.
Do you understand?
No kidding. She does not have to talk. I come from a family of four boys, so she's the only lady in the house. So that kind of moment,
she
we're playing. Like, she would come in with her scissors and dice the game to shreds. Now, I think. But this happened in the United States, so I don't think they whoop kids. I think sometimes I appreciate the fact that
we were disciplined.
Yeah, we were disciplined. And it shows that what is really going on. I know that there are some schools right now in Nigeria where they say that please don't flog my child.
Oh yeah.
Even though I kind of understand some parents when they tell teachers that don't flog my children. Because some teachers, they don't flog, they transfer aggression at children. Imagine, let's say, maybe a teacher has not been paid for, let's say, 2 months.
Yeah.
The principal just gave the teacher maybe query for one stupid thing. And they now ask my child or someone's child, okay, 2 times 4 or 2 times 2, 21. Eh? They won't discipline that. They would transfer that aggression. I used to have some teachers when I was in school then. They don't teach anything.
Really?
Their job was just to flog.
No, you can't say that. The teacher
does. No kidding. In my school then, their job was just to flog. And what are you really doing? Why are you here? You know?
To discipline, of course.
But really, when I saw that video, I was really, really...
Like, I'm just imagining my mom being that patient with me to go turn off the TV or the video game, really, in her house. Or my dad to just stand there, wait for me to sluggishly go turn it off.
No kidding. Even till now, I just hear my mom or dad's footstep. There are some things that I can't even see on radio. Because I'm glad that, okay, yeah, they would have slept. Okay? But there's something, if let's say maybe Live and Dangerous was in the afternoon, trust me, I'll be a good boy. Trust me, I would even be quoting Bible verses.
So are you
verses.
Bad right now?
No, I'm not bad. I'm not bad.
But you're not that good.
Yeah, I'm not that good. But the point is, if Live and Dangerous was in the afternoon, I'm sure I'll be quoting Bible verses.
That's you being fake.
Like,
is the real you.
Let's say we're talking about something, but this thing can even happen in 2 Corinthians.
Oh, yeah.
I will be, but because it's the night, yeah, I know they'll be sleeping. So, yes, I can do my thing.
But then again, I'm not trying to be on the fence right now. I'm not even trying to be the devil's advocate. But don't you think that kids should have their rights at home when to pray and when not to pray? I mean, Christianity is personal, right? You talk to your own God whenever you want to talk to him. You can talk to him anywhere, anytime.
Ada.
So why must you be... why should you join your parents and siblings praying when they want to pray? Like, why?
Ada.
What if you're not in the mood? What if you're just there, you're seated with them in the sitting room, but deep down, your spirit, soul, and body is not there. Okay, just your body. Spirit, soul, and mindset, everything not there. So you're just joining them in saying amen. But such a prayer cannot actually get to God. So why compel your kids into doing what they originally don't want to do? What if that child doesn't even believe in God?
Okay.
But just because, I was born into a Christian family, so let me just do it. I mean, yeah, I didn't know God. I mean, not like I did not know him.
Okay.
I was born into a religious family, right?
Okay.
I was dedicated and everything. So my parents were always taking me to church. I just felt like, okay, that was the norm.
Okay.
Monday to Friday, you go to school. Saturday, you do your chores. And Sunday, you go to church.
Mm.
Nothing like a personal relationship with God until I was in my year 2 in the university. That was when by myself, I found Christ.
Mm.
Yeah, but my parents didn't know this. If you ask the nun, they would just say, oh, yeah, my daughter is good because we brought her up in a godly way, you know, a Christian family. But deep down, I didn't even know God. But yes, I was going to church every day. I was even baptized, yeah. Attending Bible classes, Sunday school and everything. But I did not know God. Morning devotion was like hell. Like, one of my life is going to be miserable. I even doze off and then I'll come back. Sometimes they'll just look at you.
Okay.
Prayer will be done and that's when I'm opening my eyes. And I'm like, okay.
Now,
but why compel kids then?
Ada, the point is, the fact that the children stay under someone's roof.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
Rights.
It does.
Kids have rights.
It does. And I think we might have to talk about this next week. All right. Sandra talked about it a little on Hard Facts. All right, so we're going to talk about it. Like, do parents actually respect children?
Nope. Okay.
Oh, you're so quick to say that. Like, do parents actually, or Nigerian parents, do they respect their children?
It gets to a level, yeah.
Should Nigerian parents actually respect children?
Yes, they should.
But that one, we're going to do as a topic for next week.
They should.
All right. Because I believe that the fact that they are still, you're still under my roof.
It doesn't matter. That does not give you the right to be rude.
Some parents are rude.
Some parents are rude. I mean, go around, look at some African homes. You never hear a dad or a mom use the word please. They call Emeka, bring remote.
Okay.
Emeka, bring cup.
Okay.
Ada, come
anyway,
and do this.
But anyway,
why can't you just say please? They don't respect kids.
Anyway, let's not let the cat out of the bag. This will be for next week, all right? This will be for next week. We're going to talk about it. Do parents actually respect children?
Nope.
All right? Should parents respect their children?
Absolutely.
Yes. They're so that's what we're going to be talking about for next week. One of the days next week could be Tuesday, could be Wednesday, but definitely it will be part of our next week topics, okay? But tonight, we're going to be looking about, we're going to be talking about scamming. Yeah, someone already entered. Someone has started entering our dad right now. But, you know, just relax, all right? This is going to be a topic for next week so that Ada can yarn everything she needs to yarn, okay? I'm going to enjoy this, trust me. All right, but we're going to be looking at scamming. Ada, have you ever been scammed before? Say the truth. I've been scammed before.
I've shared the story before. Yes, I was scammed, and then I now scammed the scammer.
Okay.
Apprehended, and yeah.
And also Lagos, Ada sent money to somebody. I won't mention the person's name, but Ada sent
Come
money
on,
to someone.
Come on, I was a child.
Yeah,
but I was a teenager. I was.
Ada, if you continue in that, I will mention the person's
name. I was
name.
A teenager.
But Ada sent money to someone.
Oh dear, okay? I was just 15.
Who was posing as someone?
I was just 15.
But you see, I'm a good person. I didn't reveal the whole thing. Ada, learn from me. But anyway, we're going to be looking at scamming, all right? The scammer and the scammed. Now, you know when a person is scammed, sometimes we blame village people. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes we even blame bad friends that advised us. Sometimes we even blame the church, because when I was scammed, I blamed the church. One particular church like that. That made me part with my money there. Sometimes we even blame our spiritual father that convinced us to do it. Now, most of the time, the scammed, or let's say the victim, let's not call them the scammed, let's call them the victim. Most times, they push the blame on someone else but themselves. Now, I heard of a case of a guy who came on social media,
mm-hmm,
that the reason he was scammed is the fault of a particular religious buddy.
Oh, wow.
Now, he went further to say that his spiritual daddy convinced him to invest in a particular platform.
Mm-hmm.
He now said, if not that the spiritual daddy convinced him to do it, he wouldn't have invested his hard-earned money into that investment. Now, the question is, before I ask you the question, there's always this saying that goes by, you cannot cheat a honest man. You can't cheat someone who is honest. The one person you cheat is the one person who is greedy. And because of that, I'm going to be playing something from a series. All right. Have you seen this series called Hustle? This series was actually produced by the BBC.
No.
All right. This series was produced by the BBC. Okay. I'm going to be playing it for you. It's just about 1 minute, 14 seconds. Now, listen to these people are con men. They call it confidence men. Con men. Con artists. So hear what these guys had to say, talking about scam.
Okay, I'm all ears.
You know, long before con became a dirty word, all it stood for was confidence. And what's so bad about that? Now, I'm not saying that all my peers are angels. No, far from it. But whatever industry you work in, be it an office, or a hospital, or a road gang, I guarantee you'll have your share of rogues too. We're criminals because we work outside the law. Fine. But what we do, we can't do without greed. Take Madani Wasim, for instance. Now, he could buy his stocks and his shares just like everyone else. Pay the same price, take the same risk. If he did, there's no way we could touch him. Honestly, do you think we could do what we do if he wasn't looking for an edge? If he wasn't looking for something that gave him an unfair advantage over everyone else? No. It's his greed that makes him fair game. All we do is feed that greed. And the greedier he is, the more we can take him for. All we need to do now is plan things and cover all the angles so there are no surprises.
This is Live and Dangerous.
Now, that was a series, okay? Talk about Hustle. It's an old series produced by the BBC One, okay? Talking about scam. That's the voice of Mickey Briggs. If you've seen that series, talk about Hustle. I loved it. I saw the whole entire series, the entire thing. But this one is talking about the greed. So we're looking at the scam and the scammed. Now, I said it earlier that you cannot cheat an honest man. You can only cheat a greedy person. Now, the question is, will you really blame whoever or whatever that suggested to you because they didn't put a gun to your head to do it? You literally chose to make the decision. Now, do we begin to blame the people or institutions that suggested or that advised us to do something? Or do we blame the scammed? Or perhaps blame both the scammer and the scammed? Plus the one who convinced you. Let's not forget, remember, the greed part. And when I was in Port Harcourt, there was this investment platform. It was so popular in Port Harcourt. It was really, if you stayed in Port Harcourt like about 2 years ago, yes, you should know it.
You jumped on it?
I jumped on it. Like, I didn't jump, but I flew inside.
Greed.
You know, because it had this, return on investment. I was going to be getting 15% return on investment, blah, 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 blah. And I felt like, whoa, okay. Because there was this one, MMM. I didn't just like MMM. I didn't like it. Because I felt like, no, I can't be scammed. It's not possible. And many people, some people actually cashed out. And many people lost their money.
Yeah, so I heard.
Now, when this one now came about, I felt like, ooh. Okay, Binga, put 300,000 into this. And you get how much? You get 45,000 naira.
You put a sum of 300,000
naira? Now, I put the 300,000 and I was getting my return on investment for the 5K.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
Every month, 45,000 naira. So during the time of COVID, during the lockdown, I was good. I was still getting my 45,000 naira. So I felt like, whoa, this is a good investment. So I wasn't even touching the money. So I was saving the 45,000 naira. And the idea is, once you're done with the first 6 months, they give you back your 300,000 naira that you invested.
After six months.
So the 45,000 I was investing, that I was getting as ROI, I saved it, got my 300,000 naira back, added it to the 45,000 naira that I've been saving, and gave it back to... I know, I was stupid, I know. And you don't have to rub it in.
I just thought of something funny. Not about the story.
I know. You don't have to rub it in. So I returned it. Like, oh, more 600 G's. Oh, yeah. They paid me the first one, 90K. I felt like, oh, boy, Jesus. I mean, I can't go and marry. Come and marry. And that was the only time. The thing just crashed. And 600,000, everything went down the drain.
Chai.
I would have cried.
You did cry.
No.
It banged out that I
know. No. The reason I didn't cry was because when I heard how much other people invested,
you consoled yourself.
I consoled myself. Because a friend of mine said, Benga, you are 600,000. My 1.6, so another one 20 million, another one 10, another one this. Another
well, you
one
should
that.
Know that some people lie, right? Just to attract sympathy.
No, there were lots of people. A colleague of mine at the time convinced her mom that as soon as a mom collects gratuity,
oh no,
they should put it into this investment platform. And she did. And when she did, the money, everything, just like that.
Try.
Now, I was greedy because I felt like 15% monthly, the great part played a major role. And there was another platform that was actually paying, I think, 5%. But I felt like, no, I don't want 5%. This one was paying 15%. And I jumped into it. Because I felt the 5%, that one is still working, you know. But you see that 15%, I felt like, no, 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 Benga. 15%, 45. I was just like Sabinos. I was like inversing. Like, oh boy, oh. Because.
Smart move.
Smart move. And that was it.
Right.
And I know that lots of Nigerians have been scammed one way or the other. In Port Harcourt, I was scammed of television. I wanted to buy TV from a guy. They said, oh, this guy was... This
Benga,
guy,
you've been through a lot.
This guy was leaving Port Harcourt and all of it. And he said, oh, come on, buy flat screen for 20,000 Naira.
Benga, your greed is on another level.
I know.
Flat screen for 20,000 Naira, you jumped on it?
I jumped on it. And they took the money like that. Now, the question I'm asking right now, who should be blamed for a scam? Between the scammed or the scammer? But really, would you really blame anyone or institution that suggested to you, or blame yourself? And also, if you've been scammed before, please come on radio and tell us. Talk to us. Me, I've confessed my own. Yes, I was greedy. I agree. But now, I think I've changed. I've learned my lessons. Or I've been burnt. 0700-993-993-993-993-993.
Ada,
don't rub it in. I know.
No, it's
don't,
not you.
Don't rub it in.
I just remember this story on Instagram. No, not you.
Don't rub it
not
in.
You.
Don't rub it in. I know. 600,000 Robert.
Well, you know, okay, I think yours is more embarrassing. Mine was just 10,000 naira, but...
No.
Come on, Ada.
Okay, Ada, tell
no
tell Lagos.
No way. Oh. What?
Ada, I confessed mine on national radio. Ada, tell... You bring, you know, let it out your chest. You know, let it out.
I still have his pictures. The scammer, actually.
Yeah.
And his name, his actual details. So, when I'm ready for that matter, maybe 10, 15, 20 years from now, I will still arrest him.
But it's 10,000 naira.
It doesn't matter.
Mine was 600,000.
I was 15.
Ada, should I tell Lagos?
No. It's so embarrassing.
Ada, let Lagos just know.
No way. Come on.
0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. Lagos, please let me beg Ada to let it off her chest. You know, it's for her own good. Maybe she will start healing from there. And also, ladies, if you've been scammed before, 01465-7190. Let's talk about fraud. Good evening.
Oh, dear. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good
evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is
Hi, Sexy Moya. Welcome.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, go ahead.
Oh. Moya, you are not at home. Moya, you know the... Moya.
Hello?
Hello.
All right, Moya, I think you have to call
No,
back.
No, if Moya is not at home, that's
No, she
when...
said from Festa.
Hello.
She's home.
Hello, good evening. Good evening.
Koboko, man.
That
guy's like greedy.
Thank God for people who pray for me. I don't come out from my hangover. Iliya hangover.
Okay.
Wenga.
Yes, sir.
The innocent people in life are the people that are mostly and likely scammed.
Thank you.
Because of their nature and their innocence.
Exactly. I was innocent.
I'm not a scammer.
I was innocent.
I've never scammed before. But maybe I have eaten the way people scam. Maybe unknowingly and unknowingly.
Try.
I've never before in my life, and they never scam me. I hear me. So let me use this opportunity to greet Nonye.
All right. Do well to call back and greet these people, okay? Comedy Ketchuku.
We need to go on this
You've
quick
not
break.
Been scammed before.
Don't
your
touch
kids, uncle. Anyway, we'll be right back.
We bring fun, good vibes. We even go through the nooks and come out through the crannies. We have very serious conversations.
Oh, yes, we do.
And that's what makes us ask you,
what's up, Lagos?
Fasten your seatbelt.
Let's go. I am Mary Ann. Let's fire up your mid mornings from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back, 99.3. That's Jamie.
Ada, why are you laughing? What's wrong with you? What's funny?
Should I tell them?
No, don't. Must you say everything?
I mean,
Ada, if it's okay now, I know. Now I have something to hang over you. Now I just say half the whole world. Oh yeah. Now thank God I have your secret. All right, Lagos talk to 0700-993-993-993 and ladies 01465-7190. Who should be blamed? The scammer or the scammed? Have you ever been scammed before? I have. I lent the hard way. I lent the very, very hard way. Ada, all phone lines buzzing right now. Talk to us. Hello, good evening. Hello. Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening,
Lagos. Yeah, Moyo.
Yeah.
Moyo, your network is somehow.
What is it?
Your network is somehow. Moyo, when you are at home, your network is always good. All right, Moyo, talk to me. Have you been scammed before?
My sister has been scammed before. My middle sister.
Oh. That one is not scam now.
It's scam.
No, if it was your junior sister, if you have your friend, that is not scam.
It's scam. I mean, I've not been scammed before in my life. And I know that I should
be scammed. Hey. In your life. Have you scammed anyone before?
No.
No, hold on. Really? Moyo, let me break it down for you.
Yes.
Moyo, hold on. Someone calls you. Moyo, come around. Okay, I know I don't have T-Fair. Now, the person sent you T-Fair and you did not come. You didn't
go. I don't do that.
That is scam, you know. So that's why I need you to think about it again. Have you ever scammed someone before?
I've won through my life. You know, it's not even what you said. If I was to come to your place, I'll wait my transport fare to come. I won't tell you that you're selling transport fare.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I don't do that.
All right. Anyway, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Still picking up more calls. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from First Park.
Yeah. Please turn down the volume on your radio. Turn it down.
Okay.
All right, talk to us.
Yeah, I'm a scam.
You have been scammed before?
Admission, when I want to gain admission to last
week.
Maybe someone that I trust, that I want to anybody.
I know some people who fell for stuff like that.
I don't know how he managed by a fake form for me. So when I was in class,
they bought fake form.
They are calling the qualified student in the poster. I couldn't hear my name.
Really?
I went throughout to ask what is happening. At the end, one of my lecturers now told me that maybe the person didn't register my name.
Wow.
So that is how I say I'm already scam people.
Wow. No, but really, the person, was he trying to help you get admission? Why would the person want to help you get admission? Because if you actually got your 5 O-level credits right, and your JAMB was good, and your ETME was good, I don't think you need anybody's help.
There is all about what I want to study. So you really want to help me out through building or constructing.
though my qualifications okay. Enough to
it, exactly. Okay, so you now wanted to, you want the person to help you. All right, yes. Thank you very much. Yes. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. There's always one element. Because he said that he confessed. He said that his qualification was... So he needed that person to boost it for him. That's the greedy part.
Would you call that greed?
I'm still calling it greed.
That was just him seeking for help.
No.
When he gets to a point...
You're trying to cut corners. You're trying to cut corners.
You feel frustrated. Yeah, some people have tried this for like 4 or 5 years. I'm not supporting crime. I'm just saying.
But this one...
Maybe it got to that level
where... This just shows he was trying to cut corners though. But anyway, let's pick up more calls. Hello, good evening.
For help. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. My name is Kenji. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Kenji from Ikorodu. Kenji, talk to us.
Okay, so first thing for you, I'm going to blame the scam. Obviously, that's the only person to get all the blame.
You're blaming the scammed, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
100%.
Why? Mm.
Yeah, because people who get scammed are not logical. It's very simple. If someone tells you...
they are not logical.
Absolutely. If someone comes up with a certain kind of scheme or whatever, you need to relax and think. For example, now, the first or the biggest scam happening in the history of our country, you know, the guy who wanted to sell the Muritala Airport to a Brazilian bank. posing as CBN governor for almost $300 million. Think about it. How exactly will a bank try to negotiate with one person? How do you think that a country will sell its airport for just $300 million? They thought they were going to get them cheap now. So they decided to get it as fast as possible. And they were scammed. Anybody who has been scammed 8 out of 10 times, they were not logical.
So in other words, the scammed, the victim is the problem. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Okay, hold on. I'm listening. Yeah, although some scammers come up with fantastic schemes.
Fantastic, like too good to be true.
Yeah, if you take your time and look at things and understand, don't be too easy to make a decision. Actually, if you don't know where this thing is coming from, you don't know this person, you just fall out of the blue.
Exactly.
It comes out of the blue, most likely it's a scam. Like you have said, if it's too good to be true, it's definitely a scam. I can't call what happened to Ada a scam because, you know, person
don't know the story.
No, I have two stories. I've shared one on the radio.
I don't know the one you shared. If you're scammed, we'll come for you.
You don't know the story.
What are you feeling like? It's not like I can't share it. I can, but...
No, she can't. Lagos, she can't. Don't fall for her, but she can't.
No, waiting. No problem.
She can't.
Wait, no. I shared the story before.
No, she can't.
I've shared the story before. Yeah.
Why can't you say it now?
I can't. Ada, I mean, we arrested the guy.
Ada, pick up calls. Hello. 0700 993 993 993.
Maybe I'm done. I'm going home.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Patrick.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Benga and Ada, they greet you now.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, so this scam of 13, it gets two ends. So, one is about the people who are greedy.
Okay.
One is about the people who are not greedy, that because of the trust they have. Like now, if one want to scam a pastor now,
okay,
and he go in a way that is suitable, he will get many pastors scammed because of their trust, and the pastor will never even expect that the person is coming for such a thing. I use persona as example to many other people or in many other areas that people are very humble and trusted. Then one will come with that on that basis and scam them. Now you can't blame them because they trusted the person, and the person come in a way very constructive way that you not suspect that he is a scammer. You can't blame such a person. But the greedy ones, you will blame them, because after all, you will see signs that their own happened to them because of their greediness. That's how I see it.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Still picking up more calls. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Benga.
Yeah. Good evening.
How are you doing?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly.
Now, how are you doing?
I am good, Moses. Welcome.
But I'm not happy. But let's leave it at that. Let's go. Binga.
Yes.
The truth is that most people, they get scared.
Okay.
And most times, it's greed that costs you.
Greed?
Because the truth is that since both the scammer and the ones that get scammed, the truth is that when somebody tells you, you bring three people. Any business they are saying, go and bring three people, I always have issues. Okay, you put total money, that person will get. When it will now stop, who will not get his own? This thing should be logical. You should be able to think about, okay, they'll be giving you such amount every day. How are they getting the money? You understand? All these things you want to consider, but many people, as Joy said to the Joy, Ninja, many people are just after the money. They don't care. Now, who last? Their own is after, let me win. It's just like gambling. It's greedy people that gamble. You just want to hammer. Forgetting that, if somebody that is donating that money, all of you, donate, they're hammering you every day. You say you want to hammer. And when you manage that much more, before you know it again, you're paying all those money again to them. So it's just greed.
Okay.
And somebody made mention of pastor. Who is pastor? Pastors are busy scamming people every day.
They
are talking of pastors. They are calling pastors. They are the scammer. Scamming people with the name of God. And the Bible simply says, lying with the name of the Holy Spirit is unforgivable. Say God tell you something where God don't tell you. You're on your own. So the pastors themselves, majority of them, God know they serve them. Majority of them are nothing but scammers. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Moses.
The fact that you call him Brother Moses.
Let's pick up more calls. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello? Oh, dear. Call back if that was you. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, please. Good evening.
How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Zuma Rock.
Oh, Gaza.
How are you there?
Hi, gently.
Yes, my darling.
How are you?
Awesome.
We are talking about scamming. Anybody can be scammed. Scam. The only thing is that the majority of them is coming from the line of greed. There's somebody you trust can scam you because of the trust you have on him. Somebody that's hungry can scam you just to eat.
Not true.
Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So, I don't think if there's anybody that has not been scammed one way or the other. Maybe sometimes we will not call it scamming, we will call it stealing. Are you getting it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the one I want to talk about is two things. One, that is the one he said that he talked about one pastor that made them to scam one of your friends.
Yes.
I want to disagree to agree.
Oh, okay.
You see, most of all these people, like as you narrated that story.
Okay.
I was not there, but if I tell you this thing now, you compare what happened. Some people doesn't do things on their own unless they tell their spiritual fathers or their pastors.
Would you blame them because they believe that anything that comes from their spiritual daddy is from God?
No, anything that comes from their mind want to work with their spiritual daddies is not from their pastor. Are you not a man? Why can't you go and do your thing?
Okay.
Go and do your thing and come back. It's not some people now before they will travel now they will go and tell their pastor. Today they will come back, they will call their pastor, I'm coming back today. Pray. I'm going to business now. I pray that this business now, if you work, I will pay tithe. That's what we pray. And if it's a big business, you want the pastor not to pray? If it is not work, the person will run out from church. And they will not pay tithe. They will start after, they say you should pay. So you did not pray. So you don't blame them. It's not even the seers. It's not everything that they used to say.
Okay.
So anybody that went to ask a pastor something and it didn't knock, it's not, don't mention pastor's name. People should learn how to be on their own. Business is secret. Yeah?
So what you're saying is you should not blame the person who advised you to do it.
Okay. How many times did you were going for audition?
Okay.
Or did you wanted to start work in Nigeria for?
Okay.
Did you go and meet your pastor?
I know.
But he prayed.
But I prayed. I prayed on my own.
Who prayed?
Now me and God. Now we talk now.
You talk to your God, Abby.
We.
Why didn't you tell your pastor to pray for you? You saw that if you tell him that it's bad. But people idolize things this time. I'm a very good Christian, but I don't want to follow the footsteps of how some people are doing it. No. You pray, and you go to the audition, and you are here today, you are working. So that is how it's supposed to be. You can go and give your thanksgiving, or you can go and pay your tithe, or whatever, anyhow you choose to. Not something that somebody forced you to do. That is in your mind.
Okay.
Let me stop there. I don't want to talk of this coming. I don't know why I started from that pastor's son. I don't know if I want to defend it. I will call back, but no, right. Let me
calm down.
All right, thank
back.
You so much for calling. Appreciate you. Still picking up our calls. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. My name is Thank God. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Yeah, Thank God. Talk to us.
Okay. The question actually is complicated because it depends. It depends.
Okay.
For instance, now, if you want to get an item let me use iPhone 13. Now, somebody is telling you that it's 50,000 naira. If you pay that money and you're scammed, then you're to be blamed because you know it's worth much more than that. But there is an example I want to give. Some time ago, my in-law paid for an apartment.
Okay.
So, and that apartment, several persons have paid the same amount.
Okay.
So, he made his payment and then planning on moving in. On getting there, the padlock was changed. And yeah, somebody was there and they said somebody has occupied this apartment. So you can't blame him for that. So I can't say I'll blame the scam or the scammer. It depends on which angles it happened.
It depends. All right, then. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. We have some messages here. This one says, good evening, Heaven Sent. Oh, who is Heaven Sent?
Of course, Adawa.
It must be me. All right, this... if it's a guy, it's not me. If it's a guy that sent this message, it's not me. All right, Law, is it that Auntie Ada doesn't remember that she has shared the story before? Isn't it the Mike Godson impersonator?
No, not
mine all. Was stupid. I sent over 3,000 naira to three different accounts, resulting to 10,000 naira, really. And at Computer Village and Iyanokpaja too, because I wanted to get a phone. Close to 25,000 naira in 2020. I think greed plays a huge part. Testimony from Ikorodu. All right, good evening, Ada and Binga. I'm Joshua Strewin from Ikere Ekiti. Scamming is something that comes when we are sometimes too careless, but we just have to be careful no matter what. All right, this one says, good evening, guys. I've been scammed before. There's this app called, okay, let me not mention it. It works by depositing 1,000 naira into your account, and then you go to the app and enter your deposit link, after which it multiplies your money into hundreds. It multiplies your money into 100,000.
Wow.
You deposit 1,000 and it turns to 100,000. 2 years ago, it was working and a lot of people were cashing out, but now the company has fixed the errors there. I didn't know this, so I gave a scammer almost 8,000 naira, which was my bro and I savings. It was really painful. One thing about scammers is that they are never satisfied, so they keep taking more and more, even when that's your only money. Noah from Cyril. And you know, it's so sad. People get scammed in different ways. Now that NYSC, they're about to open camp, so many people are about preparing to go to camp. I know some people have started paying some persons. Ah, please, I want to serve in Lagos. Ah, please, I beg, now Abuja, now Abuja, I beg. Oh, now Abuja you want, okay. And Abuja is somehow, but if in a 50,000, ah, now 100k, ah, now 150. Ah, Baba, I don't want to travel far. It's Lagos I want. How can you help me? Okay, I can do it. I did it for some people, you know. I did it for this one. I did it for this one. So, they paid 200,000. 200,000.
Is it expensive? Are you saying that's an experience?
You schooled here in Lagos?
Are you saying that's an experience?
No. I didn't.
How much did you pay?
I didn't pay anyone. But I gave my link to a friend of mine. This guy happens to be like a pastor, kinda. Then in Abeokuta, I didn't pay him because he didn't collect money. So I just told him that this is what I wanted. I wanted either Ogun State or Abuja. And the guy said, "Yeah, I've submitted it." And when he came, I saw River State. So I just took it. Oh, okay, wow. Well, fine. Let me take it like that. You know. So I wasn't paying because I didn't pay for it. But right now, and even in camp, in NYC camp, some people also get scammed and say, "Please, I want to serve in the capital." And they say, "Oh, you serve in the..." And not just scammed, some people get scammed money-wise and body-wise, especially for the ladies.
Body-wise. We're not ready for that conversation.
Because some people come like, we work inside the NYC camp, you know, and they say, "Oh, just do that, just sleep with this one, do this one." And people get scammed on a regular. So it's not until when you lose money, that's when you get scammed. I know as I'm talking about this, some people will be like, chai, Benga.
Why are you not telling them when you scammed your parents?
No, I never scammed. No, I scammed my parents once. That was when I was in SS3. And how much was it?
Ooh.
For 2,000 naira. I said,
"Oh,
I said, Daddy."
What year was it?
This was 2003. So I told my dad that, "Daddy, we're paying, they asked us to pay PTA levy. That if we pay the PTA levy, it was part of the things for them to give us our wife certificate." You know, my dad gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the children for all the guys, my mates in school then, who will scam their parents for school fees. School fees is 70,000 naira, but they collect 250,000 naira from their parents. I don't want to say your children will also do that to you too.
Say that, let me say amen. You in that WhatsApp group?
No, because I didn't. I never did that to my parents.
Oh yeah,
I never for once.
Oh,
I never added. I kid you not, babe. I'm not supposed to swear on radio. I never added a kobo to it. I never added a kobo, even though I was suffering on a 5G level. But I never added a kobo.
Were you suffering?
Yeah. So until
why didn't you call
until
me?
until when I devised my means, you know.
You should have. You know, called
I just had to find a way. But Lagos, let's talk about this. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Have you ever been scammed before? The scammer or the scammed? Who should we blame? Hello, good evening.
This is Mr. Benga from Ikorodu.
Mr. Benga, my namesake.
Okay, my dear brother.
Kill and challenge.
This one is smart scamming. You can't detect this one.
Oh, really? Talk to me. Tell me.
I bought a Sharp Telly, 1994.
Oh, television.
They put another panel. I want Sharp. They give me Sony and they put panel of Sharp inside it because Sony is one moving there that people used to buy.
Oh.
New brown telly. When it now got spoiled, and I take it to a radionic, it is where and I did that it was not Sharp that I bought. It was Sony. The guy said,
Hold on first.
Yeah?
Where did you get the TV? Did you get it from a Sharp store?
I get in the shop.
No. Hold on. Did you get it from a Sharp store that they sell Sharp TVs from the store, their main
store? From their store there, I see the motor.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I'm telling you the truth.
Hmm.
So when the boy now saw it and he was doing it, and I said, the panel that is there is the Sony.
And why
and
didn't
I bought it new,
but if it was brand new, I'm sure it would have a warranty. So I believe you should have taken it back to so maybe
we took it there with that guy.
So what was the explanation?
They are not telling me that it is not their place and maybe they brought it there.
And you presented your receipts?
Exactly.
Yeah, that was 1992. That I'm telling you the truth.
Oh dear.
So there are some scam you cannot detect on time. And there was a day I bought Kampala under the bridge. There are some people there. They are put Pali. They wrap it there. This one, yeah, they will put. Well packaged.
I am sorry.
I bought it then. 200 naira per yard.
Yeah.
When I got home and I lose it, it is Pali. I see only 1 yard.
Oh, wow.
Instead of 5 yards, which is supposed to be 1,000.
You too, you bought it under the bridge now.
They are there. Two people are selling it to there now.
The fact that many people...
You did nothing wrong.
No, the fact that many people are buying it under the bridge, must you also follow the crowd?
Really? That's what you're saying?
No, because
for
many people
I still buy stuff under the bridge. I mean, he's not alone.
No. You don't just stop and just buy
I am so sorry, my brother.
For people to be rushing, that means it's cheap.
Check in Nigeria. People, the policemen are there. They are watching us buying it.
Child.
The second one I want to tell you now about this West Solution, Pennywise, and SafeTech. Then we should invest. I invested 1 million. SafeTech. Then they will be giving me money every month, as you have said too. So SafeTech is the one at VI. People that I enrolled that time, they knew about it. That's what they call West Solution 2. I enrolled 330,000. For 3 months, you will collect 990,000. So, and these people knew banks, they knew. They called them Wonder Banks then.
Wonder Banks.
If you want to withdraw money from bank, the bank will be looking at you, they will be laughing. They knew about it. It was done about another time. 2006, 2007. And then all our government, they knew. And these people swallow all our money.
Hold on. Who are you blaming for this one? Are you blaming the banks for not telling you? Or you are blaming yourself?
Let me tell you something. If something is going on in a country, in a country as we have now, Our security agent knew about it now.
No, but hold on. Did they put a gun to your head before you do it? No.
Let me interrupt.
Okay, should not interrupt.
And something is happening in your studio here. I want to tell you too. There's what they call Vedra Capital that happened with Joyce on Thursday. One man called in. He said he invested on that Vedra Capital. And they said the people they have run away now, they have run away. And he was telling Joyce that this is what happened. God said that man should go and report them to police. Is it not the people that do the advertisement?
Exactly. Reports to the police.
Is that?
Reports to the police whenever you encounter such.
No. What I told Joyce on that day on Thursday, do those company give you APCON certificate? There's a code that regulates something like that. That before you play advert on radio, I've gone.
And you think we don't do that?
And I have joined.
Wait, you think we don't do that?
Certificate of APCON.
Of course, we always get that before carrying any publication.
All radio stations must have that before you play do any that. Advert on radio. I knew that.
People do that. I think most radio stations, and we do.
Yeah. So the man now told Joyce, how is he going to get this money? Joyce was telling the man to go to police post to go and report the company that he not knew about. It is you that made the advert available. That's why he wrote with them. So that's what I want people to know. So that some people they will come on radio, do the investigation very well before you pull out their advert.
Okay.
Like, let me get you something. That one Okoloyu did that time. Some people are still with problem with Okoloyu. When people are invested that if you put 500,000, you will get this. And Okoloyu have dropped debt now. Some people have not gotten their money. So we need to clarify things.
Definitely. Thank you very much. Sorry we had to take you off. We have this odd break that we really have to go on quickly. But thank you so much. I am seeing messages about me. Guys, relax. I think I know Ada's scam story. Mama wanted to be an actress. Nope. I've been another one. Ada don't suffer regardless. See, I know better. Things happen for people to learn. Anyway, we'll be right back. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We report, you decide. Topical conversations that matter to you.
There are people for personal, religious, whatever reasons who do not want to take a vaccine. And I think they have the right.
They cannot go to us to stop insecurities to force people to take vaccines. Let them come and kill me. I can never take it.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We bring fun, good vibes. We even go through the nooks and come out through the crannies. We have very serious conversations.
Oh, yes, we do.
And that's what makes us ask you,
what's up, Lagos?
Fasten your seatbelt.
I am Mary Ann. Let's fire up your mid-mornings from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Our dominance, which started in 1991, is about to be extended in 2022 with the Super Falcons going for 10.
We're going for 10. So are Super Falcons.
Join us for the coverage of the African Women Cup of Nations from July 2nd to 23rd on 99.3 Nigeria Info. AFCON 2022 with Femi and the Gang. It's live football, just the way you like it.
Heineken is specially brewed with 100% natural ingredients for that ever-refreshing
taste of... This is a beer ad, right?
I need more passion, more sound effect, more gege, more!
Specially brewed with 100% natural ingredients. A unique horizontal brewing process that delivers that refreshing first sip. Of Heineken.
Perfect!
Heineken, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
For the past 4 years, the
The Agency for Citizen-Driven Transformation, ACT, funded by the European Union and implemented by the British Council, has collaborated with over 200 civil society organizations in Nigeria to drive development in 10 states selected across 6 geopolitical zones in the country. How has the ACT program helped strengthen the systems of civil society organizations, networks, and coalitions? How has it helped provide a platform for multi-stakeholder dialogue for an improved and effective regulatory environment for the operation of CSOs in Nigeria? What impact are these CSOs making across the country? Join us on 99.3 Nigeria Info every Tuesday from 6:30 a.m. as we discuss these and more. This program is brought to you by the ACT program in collaboration with Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk. This is Live and Dangerous.
Understand Yoruba, I know it. Anyway, I hear the song you just listen to. It's a song by my dearest Simi Solo. She's such a beautiful singer and she has an amazing voice. I give it to her.
All right, if you just joined us, it's Live and Dangerous on 99.3 Niger Info. My name is Binga. Call me Zuma Rock right.
The man you just have to try to love.
He just has to love. We have some messages here. This one says, good evening, Ada, Vivi and Bing. Someone wanted to scam me, so I told the person to send me airtime to subscribe so that I can be able to send the money through. I blame you, Binga, by sitting beside Ada. Ada, baby, you know I don't trust Binga sitting beside you. Let's do something about it. Hold your ATM very tight and cover your ATM number.
Binga,
please don't harm my Ada, baby's pocket. Ada, baby, I cover your pocket with the blood of G. Ada, baby, I'm... Oh, God, rest. Who is this person?
I miss you too.
Oh, Samuel.
My darling.
Just rest. All right, just rest. All right, this one says, Benga, they don't do the scam, Ada, please. Which kind of wahala have you this now?
Those two times.
All right, this one says, good evening, Ada. The same year I got admission into Lagos State Polytechnic, my school fees, I was supposed to pay up my fees. I used it to invest in a supposed investment platform. I heard on radio then. To cut the long story short, till today, no return whatsoever.
Till really?
They disappeared. Victor from Ikeja.
So sorry.
This one says, it seems like all the Shaguns in Nigeria that they've scammed do similar experiences as well. Shaguns are the poster boys for those who have been scammed. Testimony from Ikorodu.
Hello. All right,
this one says, because scamming is trending now, is pay 3K, collect 8,000 Naira. If you've been scammed before, that thing, you know, it just shows that they make a fool out of you. Have you seen this movie, Tender Swindler?
Oh, yeah.
Now, looking at that movie, it showed that, or the documentary, it showed that the lady, it showed the greed.
No, I come tell on. You, some of them genuinely fell in love
greed.
With this guy. No.
It was the
when you love somebody, you genuinely want to help
guy,
this person.
If the
trust
guy,
me, these people were just in love with him and they were just trying to help.
No, I won't call that love.
No.
If the guy was a poor rat, they wouldn't show that kind of commitment.
Not that. I mean, aside the fact
the
that he was
lady,
acting to be rich.
Well, anyway.
They were just, you know, what do I say now?
Okay.
Yeah, they just fell for him because of his looks.
Okay.
Yeah. You remember that it was via an app and not like he stated what he was doing.
Where was he taking the pictures? Yes, private jet, this one, Trabagay and all. But the point is,
he was good looking.
But the point is,
he was good looking. I like him as well.
It was the greed. There's nothing.
No.
The first lady, the only person I would say maybe was not greedy
was
the friend.
Who?
The friend. There was a lady who was the friend who didn't date the guy. He didn't date the guy. That was the second lady.
No, but
that one.
She liked him.
Yeah, she liked him, but they wanted to. He said, no, I don't want to date you. Do you get? But the first girl who actually felt the brunt the most, it was the greed.
Remember that she was looking for love. I mean, she got to that point where she needed a man in her life.
And so. A good looking
guy. That
guy
was obviously
who
her
was
spec.
Also rich and knew that, because Ada, let's not have this conversation, okay?
If he was that
one
rich,
of these days,
me, she
one
wouldn't
of, one,
have
one of these days,
borrowed money for him. She was doing it out of love.
One of
from
these
a place
days,
of, oh, okay, I
one
love
of these days, we're
going to
talk about it, okay? One of these days, we'll talk about it. But for
we
now, let's just talk
a
about
second time. Topic.
0700-993-993-993. Who is there? Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Richard. I'm calling from Okoko.
Okay.
All right, Ada, good evening.
Good evening, my dear.
Okay, scam. I've been scammed, and I think I've also scammed some other people.
Ah. Oh, yeah, tell me. Stop talking.
Okay, I just want to give the latest one that I was scammed.
Okay.
The truth is, in every scam, there's an element of greed and a little trust. It goes.
Trust, right?
Yeah,
it
goes together. You cannot be greedy if you don't have trust. Because anybody you are working with, before you get scammed, you probably know the person or know the institution or one thing or the other. So, recently, I went to a village to sell a market. So, I was welcomed by a friend I didn't know.
Okay.
And they welcomed me into their family and they were good to me. I was even sleeping on their bed and all those things. So I didn't have a smartphone. So he assigned me with a phone and he said the phone is bad. I said, what's wrong with you? He said, it's the screen. I said, okay. I knew he needed money. So I was like, would you sell it? He said, yes. I said, okay, I can offer 10,000 naira for you.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, I knew he needed the money, so I just wanted to flash him with the 10K. At the long run, he accepted. Only for me to, when I left that place, I went to an engineer, and the engineer said, that phone is not a good phone. Like, it's a clone phone. It's not a real TechnoSpark phone. Spark 5 Pro, I think. And I was like, wow. And when the engineer opened it, and there was another battery in it,
I am so sorry.
Okay, we're gonna laugh, right? I felt the engineer, you know, his dog. I took it to stores at Calabar and even here in Lagos. And they were telling me it's a clone phone, it's a fake phone. That I treat like 10K wasted. And I had, because I had 15K to repair the phone, I wasted the 15,000 naira. So I just wasted 25,000 naira on nothing.
Wow.
One, because of greed. And second, because of I trusted him, I thought it was a good phone. And even to today, I still call him and I chat with him. You know everything you.
You did not confront him.
So I just believe that it's part of life, dude. It's part of life.
Part of life. Thank you so much for calling. My 10,000 naira, you're still bringing it back. But like you said, yeah, sometimes you just feel, okay, you know what? Anyway. So those of you saying, Ada, don't suffer. I was just being nice, yeah? That was just me being nice. But the first one, yeah, he did not get scot-free. He got arrested and he returned everything. And at some point, I wasn't the one giving him the money. So it was Mike Gutson sending me the money to give to him until we caught him. But the second one, until I arrest this guy, then I'll share the story. Because now it's too embarrassing. No, I can't share it. But I'll still catch him. Me, I have his pictures. I have his real name. I have his Facebook account. And it's been, how many years now? Like, it's been years, but he's still there. I've not had his time. Maybe next year, I'll visit that matter. And I'll arrest him in this Lagos. Till then. Hello? Sorry about that. Hello? Okay.
All right, we have some messages here. This one says, everybody too wise nowadays. Scam is scamming the scam nowadays. Okay. This one says, good evening, Benga and Blazy. I'm Kamal from Ikorodu. Without the person scammed, nobody will be called scammers. So I blame those greedy people that want 5 dishes to turn to 500 manifold. Is that person Jesus? Still picking up more calls. We have calls right now. Okay, 0700-993-993-993. Who's there? Hello? Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. My name is Kelvin from Afuluko Oshodi.
All right, Kelvin, talk to us.
Yeah. This is my first time of calling.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Where is my something? Take it. Take it. Collect it. Yeah,
okay,
talk to us.
I just want to give a story, short story, what happened to me about my uncle duped me about 8 million naira.
Your uncle duped you?
Yeah, and my daddy's younger brother.
Wow.
In the name of Islam.
Really?
Yeah.
So sorry, my dear.
I'm from a real family, Auchi.
Okay.
So Kazim Afegba is my cousin.
Okay.
So he bring the business that we should do a business. That the money, the business is going to fetch out a lot of money, which I put my money into that business. I don't know that it's 419.
Try.
I spend a lot of money on
did
it.
Before you invested, did you try to do your own findings, or it was just based on, okay, I trust this person is my family, and let me just go head on with it?
Yes, I trusted him because in 2006, when I lost my dad, I traveled home. He said, if I can get something like to fetch a lot of money, I said, okay, I don't know that it's for an eye. At the end, I spent 8 million on it.
Wow.
So, I thank God today. It's a testimony to me. I wish it's so funny to me also.
Wow.
But now I'm trying my best just to come up also.
Wow. So sorry about that. So sorry about that.
Thank you.
So sorry about that. So sorry about that. And I'm sure you're wiser now. Okay. All right, still picking up more calls.
Now, the sad thing about this, sometimes, you don't even get wiser. You just stop trusting people. Yeah, it gets to that point where even when people reach out to you seeking for genuine help, you just feel like, oh, okay, I did this the last time and it ended up this way. I don't have it.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
This is Stanley from Okoko.
Okay.
Okay.
So my take is on this issue is that anybody can be star.
Okay.
One is this, you can be scammed from your business, the business that you know too well.
Okay.
Because if you cannot invest on some business that you never knew at all.
Okay.
And if somebody, a brother business is so close to you and maybe a business partner, a friend is close and has been bringing business like that before, you'll be so free to invest.
Okay.
So when you talk about pastors, they are the worst scammers in this world. In fact, most times you see them when they have started entering you so much, they will even give you a position in the church. Especially all these women, their husband is in abroad, or maybe old women, their children in abroad. You see them calling their mama, give them position in the church. Before you know it, they will be sucking them. Whatever money they are coming to them, they will not convince them to invest in one of the projects in the church. So all this could be a scam that you never planned for. You cannot say it's a greed.
Okay.
Sometimes when you want to invest in a business, you verify very well before you
exactly
put your money.
Exactly.
So one can be greed, one can be mistakenly kindness, and one can be maybe you just fall prey to unfortunate incident because of your kind of business you do.
True that.
So that's it.
All right then. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello?
Hello, good evening, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Austin Wealth.
Austin Wealth. Austin Wealth, talk to us.
Beautiful, Ada.
Yes, please.
How are you?
Don't make our heads swell.
Come on.
Ada is fine.
I don't want to go through that part with you today,
Don't just make her swell.
For you, are convinced that she's beautiful. You know that.
No, you know I was lying to her. Now she knows that.
Okay, about the topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I scammed my parents, and they scammed me back in return. Let me share that story. When I was in school, my school fees then was about 52,000. You understand?
Okay.
So I told my parents that the school fees for that session is 104. That is, I doubled it.
Okay.
So I was taking it like that to my 400 level. They were giving me, actually, they knew my dad, she made her due diligence and he knew that I was actually doubling my school fees. So he didn't even say anything. He was just giving me, and to me, I just thought I was, you know. So like, after I graduated 2018, so 2020, 2 years ago, he now called. He called me and be like, there's problem. What happened? He said that the roof of the house has opened due to the wind that blowed. How are we going to do it? He said, they've estimated the price, so it's about 300K. I said, what are we going to do? I said, I don't have 300K. And my dad said, he doesn't have money, but I should go and look for money. Okay, I was able to, the little I have, I took a loan that, you know, I can just watch my parents, you know, out of their house. So I took loan from office and I sent the 300K. Okay?
To them?
Funny enough, 1 week after the project, funny enough, my dad sent me pictures of a house that the roof went off. And when they completed the roof again, he sent it to me that they've done everything and so forth. I said, okay, I'm coming to his 32. Let me just see the opportunity to come and see you guys and also to see the work. When I got home, I saw the old roof. I said, you guys went to buy old roof?
Uh-uh.
Then he was like, you have changed the roof now. I said, this is not a new roof. He said, I should sit down. I will talk about it.
Wow.
I was angry. I didn't say anything. I left. I was angry. And to me, I was angry that they went to bought, you know, old roofs, like used roof. So I was even angry that why would they go and buy old roof when I sent them money? So in the night, when my dad asked me to sit down, he called my mom and he was like, Shebi, when I was in school, I was collecting 104,000 for my school fees.
Huh.
And it's not that they were not aware, that he was aware he made his due diligence, but he just felt maybe I need the money then to do big boy and everything. I'm paying it in return with interest.
I just love your dad. What?
I mean, I was stunned. I couldn't say anything.
You did not apologize.
He said that there is no even that. I can't even. He said that I thought I was calming them then, but they think he actually thought that I needed the money in school. So now that I didn't ask in the right way, that I took it and he knew, but now I paid back the money with interest. I said, but the money I sent to you, I went to take loan. He said, it's none of his business.
Huh.
I should go and find out, I'll pay my loan. You know, I was very stunned and I got angry and there's nothing I could do about it. That was just how.
So your dad, so your daddy cannot forgive.
No, he just wanted to teach him a lesson.
He just wanted to show you that you met me in this game.
Exactly. He's a man of dreams. And another thing about greed, before you are scammed, in another dimension, another perspective.
Okay.
I think it's lack of contentment. If you're not contented with what you have,
okay,
you will be prone to scam.
It's greed.
And not necessarily like a direct one. Let me give an example.
Okay.
Before now, I used to play this Bet Niger game.
Okay.
And it's not like I don't have the nerve to take care of myself. At least I'm doing well. I have. I'm just okay as a guy now. You understand?
Okay.
So, but I will take 20K, I will take 50K to play a game, and I will lost it. And at the end of the day, when I will calculate in a month, I have spent like 200, 250, 300 for bet. When I evaluate everything, I said, this thing is not giving me anything. It's just due to, you know, lack of you're not contented with what you have.
Mm.
That is what is, that is just the bone of the contention. I wasn't contented. So when I stopped it, and I became contented with what is coming directly, like my sweat, then I began to do some things extraordinarily that even while I was playing the thing, I can't even afford it. So being scammed is if you're not contented, you'll be scammed. Because in a simple term, if you're okay with what you have, if they brought any format for you and be like, bring this so amount, you get this so amount. If you didn't yield to their persuasion.
You talked about betting. How about for people who love to bet 100 naira, they want to collect 1 million?
You know, that's greed. That's 50, out of
it. 50 naira, they want to use it to bet games of 10 million naira.
I was making money, but yes, I was still losing.
Are you for real?
But those people, they are total greed.
It's crazy.
That's just my taste.
It's crazy. But anyway, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you.
And,
don't make our heads swell. Thank you so much for calling. All right, we have some messages here. This one says, I've been scammed, dude. Someone got my ATM pin from my girl. I got points and withdrew my money just after the lockdown. Also, no, that's stealing. That's not scamming. They stole the ATM from her. And yes, that's stealing. You were robbed. Also, someone hid money with my account and took it when he was ready. And I got a message from a number that I've been selected among the people that the government paid 45,000 naira. So they called to get my details, ATM digits, not PIN, and withdrew my money. I quickly rushed to the bank. They blocked only my ATM and not my account, and they contained until I went back again to complain. They had to block my account. I stood there using... Patrick from Akwiti, I don't understand what you're saying. This one says, my elder sister scammed me and my uncle. She called me to bring 4 to 5 phones to her for her to sell. But anyway, we'll be going on this break now. Don't touch that radio. We'll be right back.
More talk, news and sports after this.
For the past 4 years, the Agents for Citizen-Driven Transformation, ACT, funded by the European Union and implemented by the British Council, has collaborated with over 200 civil society organizations in Nigeria to drive development in 10 states selected across 6 geopolitical zones in the country. How has the ACT program helped strengthen the systems of civil society organizations, networks, and coalitions? How has it helped provide a platform for multi-stakeholder dialogue for an improved and effective regulatory environment for the operation of CSOs in Nigeria? What impact are these CSOs making across the country? Join us on 99.3 Nigeria Info every Tuesday from 6:30 a.m. as we discuss these and more. This program is brought to you by the ACT program in collaboration with Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria. This is Life and Dangerous with Benga and Adam Blessing.
Right, I was reading a message.
No, before that.
Okay.
So while on break, Benga was seriously begging for food, Lagos. Benga, you have a secret of mine. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. So we have June Ubi of Cool FM right here in the studio. And,
okay.
For some reason, both of them were just talking about English breakfast. None of our business, but...
I would say what I was begging for. All right, there was a few weeks back, okay, June of Cool FM made this amazing English breakfast for Ada. And Ada showed me the picture. She was not magnanimous to call me when she was eating it, but she just showed me the picture like, Benga, look at what June made. And I felt like, whoa, June, you're an amazing cook. And for the past few weeks now, I've been begging June. We've gone past June now, we're in July. I begged you in June. Say, June, please do me an English breakfast. You know, and you know, when they say English breakfast, they talk about either yam or bread with baked beans, with scrambled eggs, with a hot dog, with lettuce by the side, and a big jar of tea.
Wait, what? Hot dog?
Yeah, hot
dog. Big or small?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Both.
Okay.
And June said, okay, Benga, don't worry, I got you. All right, now June is now reneging. June is now the one scamming me right now. I don't know. In the local parlance on the street, we call it is coming. All right.
Like what?
It's coming.
It's not that one. What did I say now?
Get your mind off
what
the gutters.
What did I say now? I just made a sound like, ooh,
okay,
wow.
still checking out some messages. This one said, my elder sister scammed me and my uncle. She called me to bring 4 to 5 films to her for her to sell for me, which she sold and didn't give me money. She also collected some recharge cards worth 270,000 from our uncle and lied that she used the money to buy goods from Cotonou and was seized on her way coming back. She also scammed her employer in the laundry where she gives the customer 4,000 receipt and in the duplicate she'll write 400 naira. She did that to the tune of 600,000 naira, but the boss let her go scot-free. Chike.
Oh, dear.
All right, this one says that everyone wants to turn to a scammer in Nigeria because of hunger in the country. Being a scammer is part of greed. Everyone can be scammed, especially when you meet the professional scammer and you can't predict them. They don't write it on their face, but I'm still suspecting this Benga. The way he played with my other baby scamming play. Benga, I know you study scammology in school, but please don't be employed in other baby's side. Who is this person?